You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Sing it with me. No, you don't try.
I can't. Okay. I'm terrible at it.
Good day. Welcome to our...
No, it's just there's a delay. That's the only problem.
I know.
There's a delay.
As we've discussed in the past, it's very hard to get ahead of the music. Enough to time it with the delay. It's very, very difficult. I can't do it.
I try it every Friday on our local show in Milwaukee where we play Rebecca Black's Friday. And there's a part where she goes, you know, Friday, Friday, yeah. And I try to hit the yeah by jumping the gun, by anticipating the snap by a tenth of a second, basically.
Yeah, you can tell the difference, for sure.
All right, Charge, good to see you, my friend. Thank you for taking some time. We're headed towards the 4th of July weekend, and you're in your new home in Utah. I've got a treat for you, by the way, as well, when it comes to your new home in Utah. A little gift from a listener. But we got a lot to get to, including Diddy Lube Party, Adrian Peterson Fight Guy, Darren Waller Trade, Rogers JCPenney Ad, Red Panda, Microsoft slashing jobs.
Yes.
Lena Dunham resets. Oof. Have you seen Lizzo lately? Soccer robots, a $50,000 smoothie. I was hoping for a more of a blue one. Just amongst the topics we're going to talk about. But first, you are having your backyard, quote, landscaped in Virgin, Utah, which I assume means rockscaped.
Yes, because I'm not doing any lawns anymore. Not only am I never shoveling again, Zabe, I am not mowing any lawns. Sold the mower.
That's glorious, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Sold the string trimmer, or you call it a weed whipper.
Weed whipper, as we say in Minnesota, where we also call soda pop. So I got two guys. God bless them. They've been in the backyard for a week. And it's 100 degrees every, you know, it's 100 degrees every day. And I got two guys back there. One of them gets to be in the cab of that big, what is the thing with the arm and the scooper, the big, truck with the arm and the scooper
It's called a backhoe.
Backhoe. Thank you. That's exactly what it is. One guy works the backhoe. The other guy works a shovel. Now the guy who works the shovel.
You mean a hand shovel?
Yeah, hand shovel. He's out there moving dirt, you know, with the shovel by hand. if a shovel counts as by hand. But here's the weird thing. He's portly. I don't know how you get to be a big, round guy when you are out working a shovel in 100-degree heat every day, all day long.
Must be a lot of bean frittatas.
Maybe.
After every workday. Who knows? I mean, that's
I don't know.
A lot. That's, you know, you would think if you work outside in construction, landscaping, or the like, there's only a certain BMI you can get to.
Right, exactly. There's no amount of bad eating. And I know what he's having for lunch, and it's a sandwich every day. You know, they just sort of sit in the backyard.
Sandwich in the shade. Finds a slice of shade. So are you having a pool put in?
Well, we talked about it. Many people urged us not to do the pool.
And?
So, well, we are not doing the pool. The thing here's, okay, A, it's $150,000.
Okay, you're right. It's so you priced it out? You got a quote?
Yeah, we got a quote. Because we, you know, we want to look into that.
$150 in Virgin, Utah, of all places. It should be a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah, you would think so, right?
I would want to pay $80,000 for an in-ground pool. That's about as much as I would go for.
You know how much of an in-ground pool you can get for that?
Yeah, you apparently can't get shit for that.
No, they won't build one for $80,000. You can't build one small enough for $80,000 for a pool.
Although I did see somebody on social media show their above ground concrete pool. So it was concrete 4-foot wall. It looked nice on the outside. So it didn't look temporary and trashy like most above ground pools.
Yeah, right.
It was just a concrete wall. And then you could put shrubbery around the edges of it. It would look quite nice, but it would be above ground.
Why would I want a pool above ground? So it's got like a concrete rim, 4-foot high concrete rim above ground.
You'd have to build a deck to sit on next to it. I know. It would not be as good. So 150 G's, was that for a baller pool or just the middle of the road?
This was medium. This would be a medium-sized pool. That really all we were like is, hey, do you think if once a day we'd go dive, jump in the pool and just cool off? And at the end, also the maintenance, that was the other thing. So the 150 is just your entry point. Now I got a time and monetary commitment to keeping this thing pristine. And, you know, like I got a job and stuff. And the other
chemicals, filters,
yes,
pumps, getting, you know, lizards and dead rabbits out of the stuff. Yeah.
You got it.
That's everything. That's barring any disasters with the construction of the pool, settling, cracks, leakage, other kind of mechanical issues. Then there's the cost to heat the water, because even though now in the dead of summer you'd like to jump in, but in the shoulder seasons you want to use it, so you need to have some kind of heating for that. So that requires gas. It's money.
It is. Now, here's how it can go even more wrong. My hair stylist, not barber, my hair stylist in Minnesota for the last 6 years, her and her husband saved up. They scrimped. They sold their boat to get a pool when they had kids. They're like, all right, you know, the kids can't really take the kids out on the speedboat. Let's get the pool, and then they'll learn how to swim, and it's going to be great. So they scrimped. They saved for a couple of years, and they pay pool guy $130,000, and he never showed up. Ran off with the money, went to Kentucky. And it turned out that he had defrauded about 10 Minnesotans out of each over $100,000. And he just decided, I'm out of the business, and took off with the money, and they never got a cent of it. Never got any of it back. And he was never even prosecuted. And even though they knew like news stories on him and everything, and they're like, yeah, we think he's in Kentucky. Never even did anything. They were out $130,000.
Wow.
I know.
Are pool guys the shadiest of contractors? Of all the different kinds of contractors, general contractors, basement reno guys, bathroom reno guys, deck reno guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think pool guys have got to be the shadiest. Maybe. How is that even possible that he just absconded to Kentucky? They got no extradition laws in Kentucky.
Right. You would think this would be like
10 people, 130 grand each. That's over $1 million.
$1 million. He just ran off with it.
How come none of the homeowners didn't hunt him down and shoot him?
At that point,
enough money to want to absolutely kill a guy.
Well, in Minnesota, they would charge you, not him. In Utah, I think that would be punishable by some kind of a firearm related incident.
He wanted the money up front, all of it.
Yep, he wanted the money, and they gave it to him all up front. And there was part of me that's like, why did you pay him all up front? But they claim that that's how they all work. If you want to get in queue, and it's a 3-month build because you got to cure the cement and everything, you got to pay in full up front.
Wow. Okay. That's a hell of a story. So, all right. So you're not getting a pool, but still, I don't know how much rock and sand and dirt you need to move in your backyard. And what do you put in there? You put in some vegetation, some trees, some drip.
Yep.
Lines,
they came today. The trees came today. Yep. You got a slow drip system. And they've now built out like mounds and stuff. It's not all just a flat yard. Right. So you got some, we got like a faux creek running through it with lava rock, and I don't know, so they got to bring all the dirt and the rock and everything. But
you have a little patio for when the weather gets a little bit less onerous to sit outside. Fire pit.
No fire pit. I want to build. Okay, tell me you think I can do this. And I did finish my basement, and I got to lean on that for years. Can I build myself one of those freestanding wood burning fireplaces? Where they've then got the spot for your big ass grill on one side of it, then like the smoker on the other side, Zabe.
Oh,
right.
And then you want to build
TV mounted on top of the fireplace.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You want to build. You want to build basically a stone enclosure for all that. A chiminea is what they call that.
The little, is that what it's called?
A chiminea. I believe it's called a chiminea. So it's a little fireplace with an exhaust up the top. Right.
Yeah.
You know. Right. And then it wraps around. It's a lot of stonework. It's a lot of masonry. And I think my answer is no fucking chance, because being a stonemason requires a lot of experience and skill, and you have to have been an apprentice for somebody who knows what they're doing. It doesn't seem that hard, but there's a lot in terms of got to cure the cement or the grout just right. You got to mix it just right. You got to know how to do this, do that. I mean, you could build one and it'd be shitty. And then you'll have to pay somebody to knock it down and build it right. It's like when my radio partner, Andy Poland, did his own dry set patio in his backyard.
Oh,
thought cement? He could do it. Dry set. No. So you level the ground out. You get the fine, misty gravel. You get the pavers, the bricks, the blocks. Oh,
that's it. Yeah.
And then you pound them in piece by piece. He put in a ton of sweat equity. And when it got finished, just was not level.
With the first
rain. So he ended up paying somebody to come over and fix it instead.
So I have a decision to make right now, and I want your opinion. We didn't move our grill because our movers are like, don't move the grill. We can't move the propane anyway. And they're heavy and they tend to get beat up. Blah, 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 whatever. So I sold my grill. Gave it to a neighbor. Didn't even sell it.
Good. Yeah.
Right now, I have no ability to cook outside. I do not have a grill. I don't have a smoker. I don't have the Blackstone that everybody's got. The Blackstone now, right?
Don't get a Blackstone. Outdoor frying.
If you're going to buy one. Yeah, right. It feels like it's the same thing I do in my stove, but now I'm doing it outside.
Propane grill.
Because?
It's the easiest and it works. I mean, look, how into cooking outdoors are you? If you're into cooking outdoors and you want some fun, then get all the units. Who cares? You're living in Virgin, Utah. You're living your best life. Get them all. Get a Big Green Egg. Get a Traeger. Get a Blackstone. Get a charcoal one. Get a gas one. I want five things lined up side by side.
I'm not dropping $3,000 on outdoor grill. $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 on outdoor grilling. That's ridiculous. Listen,
you're dropping some G's on that landscaping.
That's why I can't do the grill.
Even without with El Jefe Montoya there taking breaks with his sandwiches, working the shovel. And you're saying the large guy has to work the shovel,
the skinny guy is inside.
Well, maybe the skinny guy is switching like one project a year. He gets to run the backhoe. Yeah, and normally El Jefe is in the backhoe. That's why he's so large, because he's not actually doing any real work.
Zabe, there's that part of me that remembers being a kid when I see him work in the backhoe. I'm like, you want to do it.
Yeah.
Oh God, you know, I want to do that.
You know, there are places, there are little parks in which they have mini excavators, the small ones that look like backhoes. They're called mini X's, that they allow kids to work them. It's like a park, it's like a theme park. You get to work miniaturized heavy equipment.
Oh God, I would have great loved idea, that right? as a kid. It is. It's a brilliant idea.
You know, there's someone that decided to just film construction videos and sell them on DVD for kids to watch. I think they made a great bundle. I mean, you're talking about pretty much public domain footage. Go set up a tripod next to a construction site and just watch some earth movers, some land grazers, some backhoes do their work, do a couple edits, put on DVD. Kids will buy that. Parents will love it.
What is it about boys, you know, like age 3, 4, 5, 6, that you freaking love tractors, trucks? You know, you love that stuff. And that's inherent. It's who we are.
Question. I don't know, because it shouldn't be so exclusive to boys. It shouldn't excite us that much, because it's just, okay, whatever. But something in our psyche as men, as boys, it does click. It is like, I'm going to mold the earth in my direction, to my liking.
Yes. I'm going to move these boulders. This thing just picks up boulders and gigantic, one ton. I don't know what a boulder weighs. And they're just, just flinging them around the yard. Well, it's 2,000 pounds. So yeah, I would think these boulders are close to a ton each. I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, send me pictures. I will not post them against your will, but I want to personally see your backyard, and I'm very happy for you. And you probably made the right call on not getting a pool, because you're right. It is a complete money pit.
You need to have kids.
Let's start with a Diddy. Let's get the Diddy Lube party out of the way. He was found guilty, but only on two of the lesser counts. And even though each count carries a maximum sentence of 10 years, experts are saying it ain't going to be much for Diddy when it's all said and done.
No.
There was even people that had lube parties, no lie, when the verdict was announced on Wednesday. Did you see that?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Well, they were.
I can guess what a lube party is, but
not a party. But there were Diddy fans squirting each other with lube in celebration
because he got off.
People are morons, right? They're not going to benefit from this. He's still a complete scumbag. He probably dodged the bullet. The government probably had a weak case that they overcharged him for. But we're going to be on the other side of Diddy's brush with convicted death, and he's going to be a bigger star than ever, I bet.
You think he bounces back from this and
1,000%. I wish it weren't true.
Now, I didn't follow his case closely. I don't know what he's really guilty of, but I think most people, myself included, wanted to see rich people who very possibly could have been involved in sex trafficking actually go to prison. Nobody ever seems to do that.
I know. The rich do not face justice in this country or in the world for the most part. And things that should happen to bad people almost never happen. I resign myself to that. Very depressing. The best you can hope for is some guy playing poker, meeting up with Adrian Peterson and getting into a fist fight, which happened recently. Now, there's more to the story. Charge, take it away.
Well, okay. First, Adrian Peterson. I had opportunities to interact with him, I don't know, a dozen times through KFAN. Always great. I mean, not just good, great. Yeah. And his teammates loved Adrian Peterson. The dude was awesome. He outworked everybody. They loved the personality. There was I struggle to find anybody, excepting his own kid who he caned, who does not have good things to say about Adrian. But his judgment off the field is notoriously bad, including two recent incidents. One, at the Vikings draft party, where I was there this past late April, and he was there, and we chatted, and, you know, we did the interview in front of all the people and all that stuff, and he was great. Later that night, got arrested.
For?
DUI?
Might have been DUI. I think he got into a dust-up with somebody after the evening of the draft, but got arrested that night, unfortunately.
DWI. This after the draft party at US Bank Stadium, booked into Hennepin County Jail, released on $4,000 bond.
There we go. And he also has run out of money, and he's paying child support on 7 kids, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's that, too.
He can barely afford the switches to whoop their ass with now. plus they're getting bigger, and, you know, they might fight back. So speaking of fighting back, so he gets in, he's at some casino playing poker.
Right.
And he has a disagreement with one of the other civilians at the poker table. Next thing you know, they're throwing blows. And this average civilian is there giving his best Jack Johnson, trying to knock Adrian Peterson the fuck out. And they kind of ended up tumbling to the floor. Whatever. Here's the part two to the story. You sent me the link. Go ahead.
Well, now, you know, because Adrian needs money, these two guys have been offered an opportunity to fight in a sanctioned boxing match by the Celebrity Boxing League, which I didn't know was a thing. But this is not the first time that Adrian will have boxed for money, because he fought Le'Veon Bell 2 years ago, another guy who's apparently burned through his money.
Right.
And so for some reason, the guy that he was fighting with is going to take him up on this. And now Adrian's going to be in the boxing match.
How does it make you feel having rooted so hard for Purple Jesus before all the allegations came out, before this downturn in his life? Does it make you feel icky that he is now doing this?
Yeah. And it was so, you could see it coming when he had that birthday party. When he was still playing near 30th. The end of his career, that was insane. And he had
like a $4 million birthday party.
Right. Exactly. And we're looking at it going, Adrian, you made running back money. You did not make quarterback money. You can't be throwing that stuff around. He brought in camels. Do you remember?
Yes. I'm looking at camels. The photos right now of him riding in on a camel.
It was an Arabian night themed birthday party.
Oh, yeah. Completely over the top for his 30th. Now, most running backs, they expire at 31. Not him.
Correct.
No. He was a freak. Even after the knee injuries, I believe that whoever did his surgery, was it Dr. Andrews?
Yeah, said I talked to him about it. Yeah.
You did, yeah. Dr. Andrews said, I've never seen a knee like it. Going in there, his ligaments, even though they were torn, they look like a brand new baby's.
That's not exactly correct, by the way.
So I think he said something to that effect. He basically said that Adrian Peterson had immaculate ligaments.
Okay.
What did Andrew
this,
tell
I'm
you?
Gonna give you the real story on this, because this one I know. So Adrian famously tore his ACL in December of 1 year. And then the next
week season, 17 against the Redskins in a meaningless game.
Yes. Remember? A meaningless game. Yep. And
at FedEx Field.
And then the next season came back to run for 2,000 yards in a turnaround that nobody had ever seen in the history of football, to have a player come back from ACL that quickly and that successfully.
9 months.
So at the combine the following year, Dr. James Andrews is there. So we had him on. We had him, myself and Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings. We had him on our show. And so I asked him, okay, when you opened up Adrian's knee, were you looking at something otherworldly? Or was this just another knee? And he said, it was just another knee. And everything that Adrian did was entirely on effort, work, rehab, and was entirely on him. And it was not anything that was special.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I heard the exact opposite. Well, where did I hear the exact opposite, that somehow Adrian Peterson had immaculate ligaments?
I don't know, but that would have been a reasonable assumption to make. But I got this directly from Dr. James Anders.
Well, then so I'm going to defer to you on that. Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh, yeah. They've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variance, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports. Not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
In other NFL news, this Darren Waller trade is pretty hilarious, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
Let me back up to the Steelers trade. Who won the Steelers trade between them and the Dolphins? They ship out Minkah Fitzpatrick and get Jalen Ramsey. And, of course, your favorite tight end, Janu. My Janu.
As your listeners know, I love Janu Smith. Always have. For all these years when he was just scuffling to try to find playing time, I'm like, Janu, somebody get the ball to Janu Smith. And then he exploded a couple of years ago at the beginning of the year and had like 6 touchdowns in 5 weeks. And I was feeling very, very, very good about Janu Smith. Then nothing happened with him with the Patriots. And I'm like, oh, it's over. Then Jonu got to Miami last year and has this career resurgence where he was awesome. And finally, I'm like, yes, a team that finally is using Jonu Smith to his capabilities. And what happens?
Now traded. He gets
traded to Pittsburgh, where he's going to have to vie for playing time with Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah. That sucks. So do you like the trade from
the Steelers' side? Because you get Jonu Smith, so I'm automatically on your side. Jalen Ramsey was still good last year.
Yeah, I know. But he's 30 and he's kind of cranky and weird and sometimes disgruntled. But yeah, Minkah Fitzpatrick's great.
So. Yeah, he is still good. But it was, I think the Dolphins might be sneaky bad. You know, there's a chance. And obviously if Tua goes down, it's just like last year all over again. But
right.
Offensive line's not great. I don't know, man. Devon Achane, if he can stay healthy, is good. But what if he doesn't, like he did 2 years ago? I don't know. Miami just—it feels like they're kind of thrown in the towel with the moves they've made.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I think it was Raheem Mostert who tweeted out after the trade. He's like, "Well, typical Dolphins. You play good, you're a good player. They treat you like shit or trade you or something like that." It was a bad look for the Dolphins organization. But yeah. So this gets us to the Darren Waller trade. So the Dolphins, either they had planned to do this or they were like, oh, shit, we need a tight end.
Exactly.
picked up the phone and called the Giants, who still have the rights to Darren Waller, who's been out of the league for a full year, is endeavoring to be a rap star.
Yes.
And they're like, we'll take him. And somehow the Giants kept the paperwork on him. So they got a conditional 7th, which is the lowest form of pick you can get.
But unbelievable.
There is zero chance Darren Waller is any good. And I'd say coin flip, he even makes it out of August. But that's just me.
You know, he was good, but he found success later in life because those first, you know, handful of years of his career were all, you know, he had the drug addiction that's well noted and all these other problems. He's been away from the game for a year. He was struggling before that. And his last really good season was 2020, excuse me. So just, Zabe, I can't see it. I can't see it.
Emotional player with a history of drug problems who's been out of the league for a year working on being a rapper. Sounds great.
That's our guy.
That's our guy.
Yeah. Dolphins, they made this trade. They trade away Jonnu Smith, and then they decide to look at the depth chart and went,
snap. Like us in fantasy, when we look and notice at the last minute on Sunday morning, shit, how did I forget a tight end? I got to go pick up a streamer right now who's available. And then you scuff through the garbage can looking for a tight end on Sunday morning, and you're like, I am so mad at myself for doing this.
That happens. That is a real thing that happens.
One more thing on the Steelers. So the Steelers released the team photos of the individual players on their roster this year, just in their jerseys, no pads, and there's one of Aaron Rodgers. And it just says, I sent you the link to it. It just says, new digs for season number, what is it? Not 40 for him, but season number 20, I guess.
Yes, more. Yeah.
Yeah, here it is. New threads for year 21. And it's got the perfect lighting, the white background, no shoulder pads.
Yep.
Rodgers with a generic smile. And somebody had the most savage tweet by saying, whoever said this looks like a JCPenney ad for Father's Day absolutely hit the nail. That's it.
Looks like good.
Buy Dad a Steeler jersey. No, wait, that's not Dad. That's your starting QB.
Oh, God. That's so good. It does. It really does look like a JCPenney's catalog. Oh.
Because the lighting is so perfect and flat and the white background and just the handsome enough dad who's not like a model dad.
Right. But, so you can relate to him, you know, even though he's
very relatable,
better looking than you. He's not so much better looking that you can't imagine yourself being exactly that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of JCPenney, I'm going to throw just a quick curveball at you. Somebody threw this at me not long ago. And I was like, oh, my God, you're right. Sears could have been Amazon. Sears had the home delivery catalog business in their DNA for 100 years. They knew all about shipping to homes and shipping crazy amounts of things to homes. And they had everything under the sun. They had clothes. They had tools. They had home goods. They had carpeting. They had everything that you needed at Sears and a way and an infrastructure to get it to your house. And Sears could have been Amazon if they'd have just done Sears.com when Amazon was doing Amazon.com in the early days. And they could have been Amazon. It never dawned on me, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of businesses that you can look back and go, if they could have just connected the last two dots of what they do and where things are headed, they might have been the king of whatever industry it is.
Yeah,
hell, there's some companies that had the expertise, but just not the vision. Sony invented the Walkman. The fact that Apple and Steve Jobs beat them to the high ground on streaming digital music players.
Yes.
Is to me one of these eternal, you drop the bag. How could you, Sony? And the reason was Sony was all wrapped up in their music division that owned the rights to artists and songs. And so they were like, holy shit, if we put these on a digital streaming device, there's going to be piracy.
Right, right.
And we're going to lose money on that. So the Sony versions of their digital players were so locked down with DRM, digital rights management,
yes.
And it was a pain in the ass. And they lost out.
They
did. Of course, I'm one of the few guys that had a Microsoft Zune player, though. So,
yeah, you had a Zune. That's impressive.
I don't know why.
The iPod. So one of my great life regrets. I got a friend who's just a hardcore Apple advocate, and you know those people. You've met them.
Yeah.
That just, you know, would never touch a PC, or they don't. They love all the Apple stuff.
I'm an Apple guy. I wouldn't say I'm a psycho advocate, but yes, I'm an Apple guy.
When the original iPod came out,
yes,
I'm having. I had heard about it and I knew about it, but he brought it to a happy hour, and he's like, "My God, you've got to see this thing!" And he's showing me how it works, and he's thumbing through the songs. And it's got the nice screen on it. And there had been other MP3 players, but they all were hard to use, and they looked like trash. The original iPod was awesome. And he was like, this thing's changed my life. Had I bought Apple stock right then, had I just gone, you know what? I think Apple's cracked the code on this music thing, and I think they're going to go a long way with this music. Had I just bought the stock right then on his sheer excitement for the original iPod. Well,
yeah. What do you remember how many songs the first iPod held?
I'm going to guess like 250. Am I close?
1,000. I thought it was closer to 250, but it said 1,000.
Not bad.
Oh, so, yeah, not bad. But I remember when the first streaming services came out where they go, oh, you're not going to own these songs that you were paying 99 cents for. You're just going to pay a monthly fee to stream anything via the internet. And I'm right. Like, monthly fee?
No, I'm not. Are you crazy? Fuck.
No, yeah, way.
I'll never own it.
And now I'm like, oh my God, I get pissed off if I can't stream a song. Like, oh, I need this song. Ooh, I want to hear this song. Ooh, I forgot about that album. Let me dive in. And yes, it's been great for consumers. Been bad for the artists, though, that's for sure.
Oh, terrible for the artists. Because they get fractions of a penny per play. That's it. But they get everything that comes out of the instant availability of their music, which hopefully they can monetize downstream and live shows and merchandise and other stuff like that.
Couple quick ones. Red Panda took a tumble last night.
Yeah.
I forget the actual name of this performer. She's a legend, Red Panda, on the unicycle. Yes. Flipping the bowls onto her head. You asked me the question off air. You said, is she a big deal anywhere outside of Minnesota? Because she did it when the Fever beat the Lynx in Minnesota last night, right? For the Commissioner's Cup.
Yep, yeah. That's where she got hurt. And she was a legend for us well before this.
Because?
Well, she's been doing our halftime shows for 20 years. And
just
everybody
Minnesota
knows
Red Panda. Halftime shows?
No, I think she does a lot of halftime shows, but she's been doing them in Minnesota for a long time, and everybody knows her. That's like the peak halftime experience you could possibly get at any Timberwolves game is Red Panda. That would be the hope that you would get. You'd be there for a Red Panda game.
I think she does so many now that she is quite well known all over the country, all over the world, and she's the best at it. She learned how to do this trick when she was little. And falling off that unicycle, you would think has happened more than a few times. You would think that she has some sort of abort move to be able to hop off and at least land on her feet. But this time, woof, she landed hard on her coccyx bone and her arm, which I think she broke her arm. Dented the floor, they said. It was such a hard spill. Yeah.
Wow. She had a severely fractured wrist. And that's going to be a tricky one to rebound from.
Rong Niu, R-O-N-G-N-I-U, Chinese American acrobat, better known as Crystal Niu, a.k.a. Red Panda. Speedy recovery to good old Red Panda.
Absolutely.
Microsoft cutting 6,000 Xbox jobs.
9,000 total jobs, most of them in gaming, because they have run the Xbox into the ground, Zabe. So I know a number of people that have worked in and around Xbox going back 20 years, more than that. So whenever the original Xbox was formed. So I know how this went down. And this is so typical of big companies. When they started the original Xbox video game system, they did it with a handful of enthusiasts who were all just hardcore gamers and they all left other good paying jobs at Microsoft to go jump and start, kickstart the original Xbox. And the first one didn't go great, but their second one, the Xbox 360, Zabe, ended up being one of the greatest, you know, turnaround stories in the history of video games as they beat the PlayStation 3 heads up because they had online gaming figured out first. And the people that were there were all hardcore gaming fanatics and brilliant people and a very small team of people. But after they win the Xbox 360 console generation, and then in comes the bureaucracy. Now you got layers of middle management with people who aren't gamers, people who don't care. You get hires, you know, up, you get paper pushers, you get the following Xbox, the Xbox One. And they're not even treating it like a game console. This is supposed to be your everything console. This is your TV console.
Blu-ray player.
It's not even, they wouldn't even talk about it in terms of gaming. And that suffered, and they started to erode their base. And now they're clearly behind the PS5. People in positions, again, it's all about the executives that aren't dedicated to gaming. And now, they bought Blizzard. $67 billion, Zabe.
Blizzard is the company that was formerly Activision.
It was part of Activision, but it was not just Activision. It was part of Activision. They bought it outright. And they, with that, you get World of Warcraft, which was important 20 years ago, not so much anymore. Right. And Blizzard was a great studio at one point, but it hadn't been great in a long time. And it too had fallen to pieces because of just, sheer time and bureaucracy. And they have Diablo is another notable Blizzard game, but you can't possibly make back $67 billion. So now all of a sudden they got to cut all these people so they can afford to have paid for Blizzard. It's so stupid. That Microsoft sucks. Just doing dumbass stuff.
Yeah. Look at the big nerd brain on me, though, to know that Blizzard was Activision, or at least a chunk.
I love that. Attaboy. A little
bit of credit for that. You're like, I'm not supposed to know this much. That's in your wheelhouse. So is the Xbox going to go extinct? Have they made their last console? Is it even likely they'll keep doing the next one?
Yeah, I don't. They do. My understanding is they've got another one queued up, and that they're going to launch this other one, but they're really struggling. They put all their chips into the Game Pass. The system. Where you spend $30 a month, and you have access to these 100 games all month and play them as much as you want. And some of them are owned by Microsoft. Oh, here's the other big. Sorry. Just one more quick thing on this.
That's right.
About 12 years ago, they decided that Microsoft decided they weren't going to do any of their own internal development, and they cut all of their internal development teams. And then, of course, 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years later, they don't have any first party games coming in the pipeline. There are no Microsoft exclusives. And meanwhile, Sony has got all these great studios that they've been funding or purchasing that are making exclusive PS4 and PS5 games, and Microsoft is countering with nothing because they had nothing in the pipeline. So then they went out and they started buying all these other companies like Blizzard. So anyway, Microsoft.
It's sad. There's a YouTube channel. I'll have to send you a short clip just to watch it. It's called Camera Conspiracies. This guy is a complete camera psycho. He just loves to buy cameras, return cameras, sell cameras. Kind of like he's almost my Eskimo brother from another dimension, basically. But he knows way more about the cameras. He's a fanatic, and he's got a funny, quirky sense of humor. So what he does a lot of times when a new camera release comes out, he does these fake board meetings of what the company must have been thinking when they remove certain features, add other ones, ignore the desire for this, that, or the other. And they're hilarious. But the amount of corporate fuckery that goes on is limitless, basically. So it's too bad that it happens to something near and dear to your heart, like Xbox. So,
I was team Xbox, but it's all over now.
All right, this one's going to cheer you up. This is an email from Ryan Brandt. Hey, Zabe, I found the perfect song for Charge. It was made in the 80s when TV stations would do feel-good promo campaigns. This one was done for a Salt Lake City station. It's none other than the Osmond family singing Hello, Utah.
You hear this?
Yeah.
There's a feeling in the air that you can't get anywhere except Utah. I taste a thousand yesterdays, love and magic ways of Utah.
Utah. By the way, Marie Osmond was an absolute dime in this video.
She's a knockout in those days.
She was at her peak powers.
Still doing Vegas now. Oh, hit the high note.
I know. Utah, we love you. Just like Charge loves Utah, even though it's 100 degrees in the high desert in the dead of summer.
Oh, one last thing on Utah. Ran into my first, had dinner with a guy who mentioned his mom's in passing.
One of them, huh? Well, yep. You know, my mom's growing up.
Yep.
One was a lot and more just strict let it, than the other.
Yep, just kind of let that go. But this first, it's happened for the first time.
All right, so you got all your furniture. The backyard is being landscaped. You've decided against a pool. That's good. You're thinking about building a chimney. I would recommend against it. Have you armed yourself yet? That's all I want to know.
No, that is okay, not. But Roxy's right. Joining an all-women's gun group.
Hey, now.
So, yeah, Roxy's going to be a little ahead of me on this one.
Sleep with one eye open, that's all I got to say. Even though I think she loves you, I would say sleep with one eye open. All right, Charge, Godspeed, my friend. Fantasy football season's coming soon. I can't wait.
I know. We're only like 3 weeks away. Bye-bye.
You know we love you.
There you go.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with 3 cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh, yeah. They've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variance, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports. Not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast.